It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, KIT Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening tip to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meals steals in restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Welcome back. Oh, my goodness. Is this a new addition to the roster? Hang on just one second, guys. I'm going to scratch down a new guy's name, and it is not him anymore, right? So it is Hassan, K-S-A-N-A-R-I-K-A-N, a freshman from Istanbul. Okay. Thank you. Got a new addition to the roster for William Woods here with just minutes to go before the tip-off. Welcome back, everybody. The two teams are out of the court. They warmed up, went to the locker room, got final instructions, and they're back out going through their final warm-up phase before the tip-off of men's college basketball here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. How about that? Coming into the second game, it is William Woods hosting the Ravens here in Fulton, Missouri. Woods comes into the game at 5-9 on the season. They are 2-5 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, and they play a really kind of a crazy, I think, a lot of games out of the KCAC. Well, first of all, they play Dort to start the year. We know how good they are. Lose to Dort 113-74. Then they play Avila, and then they play Ottawa, and then they play Friends, and then they played College of the Ozarks before they ever got conference play, and they beat Peru State, which is kind of frightening. And then they lose to Missouri Valley, then they lose to Penn, and then they lose to Baptist, and then they beat Culver Stockton and lose to Park, and then over the holiday, They played, or didn't move into December, they played UHSP, and they defeated them in St. Louis. They lose to Mount Mercy by one up at Cedar Rapids, 73-72. And then they lose to come into the Ozarks. So they have struggled a little bit, but their games, have they been losing? Yeah. Are they losing really close? Absolutely so. This is a team to not be taken lightly. And they've got some big guys out there. With that, let's just talk about the starters. What do you say? For the Owls, under first season head coach Andrew Green, who is an alum right here at William Woods, they're going to be starting. And they, by the way, really interestingly to me, they did not have the starters until literally just before going on the air. They gave me four. The coaching staff was not sure. They were kind of debating who's going to be our fifth starter. So we didn't know their fifth starter until just a moment ago. We're going to start Jacob Labounty. He's a 6'9" senior from Eugene, Oregon, at a prolific prep school. Don't know that one. You've got O'Shea Barquette, a 5'10" senior from Seattle, Washington. Taki Chavis. He's the guy who got the final nod. Taki is a 6'4" redshirt junior out of Columbia. Went to Father Tolton and then transferred here out of Oklahoma Panhandle. You know where that's at, right? Mark Anijekwe is out of Cerritos, California, 6'3" junior out of Cypress. And then the final starter, DeMarco Buchanan from St. Louis. He was a Hazelwood Central guy. Transferred here from William Penn. DeMarco Buchanan is a senior, and he is 6'3". Tell you what, we're going to take a little brief interlude here. We'll be right back, bringing the Ravens starters, a little more insight, and then Benedict and Men's basketball coming up here on CARE right after this.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
In Fulton, Missouri, here on the campus of William Woods University at Anderson Arena. We've given you the starters for William Woods in the guys' game. How about the starters for Benedictine and head coach Ryan Moody, his associate head coach John Peer, and Adam Reichel, the assistant coach? Here we go. For the Ravens, it's going to be Preston Reynolds out of Shawnee Mission East High School, Leawood, Kansas. He's a 6'4" grad student. Jack Vanderwoody out of Noakesville, Virginia, a senior at 6'4". 6'1 junior from South Bend, Indiana's Marion High School. It'll be Declan Sullivan, Lee Summit High grad. Senior, 6'2", Bryson LaRue. And rounding out the Raven 5 today, it's going to be Aiden Sullivan. Aiden's out of Lenexa, Kansas, 6'8", junior, and coming to Benedictine from Wayne State. So there you have it. Again, Woods comes into the game today at 5-9 on the season. They are 2-5 in the Hunter Black Athletic Conference. Benedictine is 7-7 and 3-3. Ravens are going to be in the traveling black uniform with red and white lettering a trim. For William Woods, it'll be the home white with that very dark forest green. We're about ready to get underway with this one. And there was these Ravens, if you just can't wait to see them, and I wouldn't blame you, you're going to get that opportunity on Wednesday as BC will have its first game of 2026 up in the Nolan Gymnasium playing host to Peru State. Come on up and see the game. Join us, of course, here on Care Radio. It's going to be a ladies' game at 5:30, the guys' game at 7:30 Wednesday night from the Nolan Gym. All right, here we go. For Benedictine, Aiden Sullivan is going to walk into the center circle to tip it off. For William Woods, it is going to be Jacob Labonte, the 6'9 senior. And we are set to go. Hope you enjoy it. The crowd is kind of settled in. It is not an expansive gymnasium, so it's going to fill up pretty easily. And certainly it is not full, but there are people here at least. And the ball is up the tip of the way. Ravens are going to control it down. And we're underway. Here's Deglin. Sullivan over to the left side. Gets it there to Vanderwoody. Back will have to Reynolds. Preston will skip it to the block. Aiden. And again, you got to be aware, we're going with a lot of first names here with the two Sullivans on the floor. Deglin and Aiden, not related, from two very different parts of the country, in fact. But Sullivan, and so we'll be working on that. Now the Ravens are going to turn it over. Here comes Woods up court with the basketball. Out on top, it's going to be DeMarco Buchanan. Kicks it over to the left side to Anid J.K. And here's the shot. It's three. It's no good. And the Ravens are going to rebound it down. Vanderwoody gets it away, and here's Deglin Sullivan. Ravens will motion it back over to the right side. A three is launched, rims out, no good. Woods with a rebound, and up the floor of the basketball, it's going to come Takai Javis. Takai will feed it into the middle. The ball is going to be stolen off the dribble. Here's the Ravens. They'll attack the rim, and the finger roll will not drop. Rebound taken down by the Owls. That was going to be a really pretty play, but it just didn't finish. And we're still scoreless, almost a minute and a half in. Little hook shot off the back of the window, but no good. And we have a foul called on Preston. So Preston Reynolds picking up his first foul of the ball game. It'll be Benedictine team foul one, 18:40 to go in the opening half. No score in this game. Woods looking to bring it in, and well, jumping out on top, and that's going to be Buchanan. Hazelwood Central to Marco Buchanan. Driving in, spinning, twisting, turning. Can't get the shot away. Find a little skyhook missing. That was really good defense by Aiden Sullivan on the slightly taller post from William Woods. Still scoreless. We're almost 2 minutes in. The ball out on top. Deglin mishandles it for a moment, but it's able to go back and retrieve it. Fix it up with a left-hand dribble. Cuts into the lane. Feeds down low, and it's going to be Sullivan to Sullivan. The bucket is going to be good. And Aiden will have the first points of the ball game. The Ravens break out on top 2-0. We are 18 minutes to go in the first half. Woods will have it over to Buchanan. He'll come all the way to the right side. Feed into the lane, and Labonte up and in to tie the game at 2. Deglin in the forecourt. So right-hand dribble goes down the right side. Accelerates over to the left side of the free throw line. Brings it back out on top. Reynolds, Vanderwoody, looks inside. No. Out on top now to Bryson. We haven't had him touching the ball until just there. Underneath, Preston shot. No. Rebound. Cleared down by William Woods. Chavis comes up with a basketball. Shekai Chivas, and we get a three on the other end. It's going to be up and good. So, William Woods pushes to a 5-2 lead over Benedictine. And a long three-point shot by Ojinakwe. Here's BC moving the ball to the outside. Cook Pudi on his feet. Once he sees guys, I think, pick up the tempo maybe a little bit. Move a little more quickly. Here's a hook pass left side. Three-point shot off the mark. Ravens are going to come up with the offensive rebound, bring it back out on top. The shot by Reynolds won't go, and this time the rebound is going to be cleared down by Wood. So Benedictine missing a couple of three-point opportunities there. For 16 and a half to go in the opening half. Owls with the basketball, leading it by three. Around the sign with it, they will go. The feet across and underneath with the little flush shot. It's going to be Levante. He's got four. It is 7-2. Ravens down five. 16-16 to go. First down. Preston Reynolds holds it up top side. Here's Aiden with it. Comes to the high post. Little one-hand push pass, if you will, to Deglin. Now they'll feed underneath. And Sullivan for two. Aiden Sullivan has done all the Benedictine scoring so far. 15:50 to go in the first half. 7-4. Owls out front. Bouncing around with the basketball, having a little trouble with it. Now picking it up, falling away. 3-point. Oh, that was a dagger shot. Wow. That is back-to-back threes for Ojinakwe. 10-4. Ravens will drive in. Preston in some traffic, spins and turns and shoots, and Reynolds has his first bucket. So it is 10-6. Woods back with the basketball up top side, going from left to right across your dial here in the opening half. Again, we're on the scores table immediately adjacent to the Benedictine bench. Ravens coming out with a rebound off the missed layup. Here's BC, the transition up the floor. Ball's going to be stripped away. Back up with it, Owls. It's a 2-on-2. And the ball stripped. The shot's up. It misses. Sullivan with the rebound. And here's Deglin coming up the floor. Benedictine will slow it down to 14:40 to go in the first half. Trailing by four. On the left side, the feed comes underneath. The shot by Sullivan, and Aiden has all of the Ravens. Or rather, let me make that six of the Ravens, eight. And BC's back within two. The ball batted away. Stolen. Here's Deglin. He'll drive, lean, turn, shoot, score, ties the game. Deglin Sullivan hits the driving bucket, and we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break at 14:22 to go in the opening half here in Fulton, Missouri. The Ravens have battled from behind, and they've tied the game. Benedictine, William Woods, deadlocked at 10.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Let's here on Kent Radio this afternoon. 14:22 to play in the first half. Now, the only other time that I'm aware of these two teams playing, and I'm sure over the history of the years, they must have played more than this one time. The last, a year ago, about 2 years, November of 2024, and it was William Woods in a remarkable defensive game, winning over Benedictine, 56-38 in Atchison. And that is the only game in the historical things that I can share with you that I've got. All right, here we go. Woods with a basketball and into the forecourt. They're going to come to a hop and a skip. And coming into the lineup is going to be Michael Brooks II. So Brooks is in the game. He's a 5'11 junior from Kansas City, Missouri, out of Blue Springs South. And here's a shot inside. It's up and good. And a Raven foul coming into the game and picking up a foul back quickly, Drew Purdy. So Drew will collect his first foul, and he's going to provide LeBounty with an opportunity at a conventional three-point play. Jacob LeBounty now with 6 points, looking for seven. Taking his time, and free throws nicely done. So there is that. I'm going to rearrange the windows. I don't know if you can hear that little static, but I feel like I can. BC battling the full court pressure. They're going to get it up the court. And here's a three. Solomon, no. Here's William Woods with the ball. 13 and a half to go in the first half. Woods with a basketball, lead by three. In the middle, the shot is up, no good. Offensive board, the ball sweeps on the floor. It's going to get away and get out of bounds, and Raven basketball. A very small gymnasium with seating only on one side, which is the side away from us or across from us. Scores table and the benches are on what would be the east side of the building on a north and south running court. There are walls on the ends on behind the goals on each side, and seating only on one side. And that seating is only, seven rows high. Ravens with a basketball with shot clock at five. At four, going to have to do something. The shot is going to go up and will not hit the rim. Here comes William Woods. 12:50 to go. And a pretty rapidly moving opening half of men's college basketball. A feed underneath to the big guy. Ravens have no answer right now. For Jake LeBounty. That is nine for Jake. And five in a row, Jake has given his team a 15-10 lead. Baseline shot, Purdy for the long two. So getting into the ball game, Drew Purdy will connect. 15-12. Woods with the ball back on top. It's going to be DeMarco. Buchanan gets it over to Onike. He has been so good. Back on top, Buchanan starts into the lane, rotates kind of clockwise, spins in, puts a shot up off the window, no good. Rebounding go down, it's going to be Purdy. Here comes Benedictine. Deglin into the forecourt, starts left, drives right, finds his access, cut off, brings it off on top. Purdy will kick it over to the left, stepping inside. The three is launched and drained by Bryson LaRue, his first bucket of the afternoon. We're tied at 15 with 11:49 to go in the first half. We're starting over. Here's Woods with the basketball. Not William Penn, it's William Woods today. Kick it to the top, the three, nope. The Ravens are going to rebound it down off the floor. Preston Reynolds with the board. Here's Bryson, comes out on top. Deglin, back over to the left to Bryson. LaRue, baseline three. That one is too long, and Woods is going to rebound down the basketball. O.E. Jackway comes up with it, and we've got a huge collision, and we got a player down. A player for William Woods. Going to be a little slow back climbing to his feet. And so far, they haven't sent anybody down to look at him yet. He's just laying there. Now, here we go. We're going to get a trainer. And Joseph, this is going to take a moment. We're going to take a quick break. What do you say? 11:13 to go in the opening half. It is Benedictine and William Woods. They're tied at 15.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Hey, here we are in Anderson Arena on the campus of William Woods University, Fulton, Missouri, with 11:13 to go in the first half of the men's game. 15-15. It's been that kind of a contest. And right now we have a William Woods player who is still prone on the floor, and the trainer's at least down there now, kind of attending to him. They have not tried to help him to his feet. I don't think it's like a foot, leg, back kind of an injury, because they're applying the bandages to his forehead, brow, eye, nose, cheek, kind of an area. So I'm guessing that an elbow got in the way, and it's pretty easy to get yourself damaged like that. Especially those tall guys, man, that elbow is way up there. 11:13 to go in the half. Ravens are going to be back at home, and we're going to be back with them up in the Nolan Gymnasium. Your first chance to see them in 2026. It's going to be on Wednesday, where it'll be Benedictine hosting Peru State as the second semester gets rolling. Boy, the games are going to be coming fast and furious, and so we are looking forward to that game. And then the Ravens next Saturday, a week from today, have another extensive road trip. Going to be up at Clark, up at Dubuque, Iowa. Afternoon ball games there, but we'll get to that a little bit later. Now, one of the assistant coaches is coming with a kind of a big backpack, kind of like, you know, camping pack. I'm sure it's the med kit that the trainer is still down here and attending to the down player. And Joseph, while they're doing that, I'm going to impose on you. Let's take another little intermission, a little quick break. What do you say? We're at 11:13 to go in the opening half here at the William Woods University campus. The score, William Woods, Benedictine. We're all tied at 15.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
As you return that applause, it is not for me, although, you know, I could have understood that. Actually, it's for the William Woods player who's finally been able to get up and has come to his feet and is now slowly making his way off the floor. And he's got bandages held below the left eye. And a lot of times it's the eyebrow that maybe will get hit with an elbow. And on him, I think it was the around that ocular bone below his left eye, and so they're going to go over there. I don't know if they'll be able to bandage it, or he's going to end up needing that thing get stitched, but they're going to see about that. But right now they're getting the floor all cleaned back up. I'm just going to let you know too that next week not only do we have Benedictine basketball on Wednesday, but Tuesday we're going to be with you with high school hoops from the NEKL as ACCHS and Valley Falls will be on Care Radio Tuesday night. And of course, Thursday night is Sport Look. Friday night, we will have Morehill Mount Academy, JCN. So that should be a peach. But right now, though, we're back to action. The Ravens are going to be putting the ball back in play. And we're back at it. On the right side, Larry Parker, the third in the game. We've also got, for the Ravens, Lee is out there. And here's a baseline shot. Up, no good. Rebound, William Woods. Now, let me see who we've got on the floor. We've got Harrison Kissling is out there. Here's a little follow-away shot. Gabe is out there. Sibjic comes down with a rebound. Here's Larry Parker, the third. Ravens are running it up the floor. LP brings it out on top. Harrison drives in, changes over, off the window, doesn't get it. Rebound, pulling it back down. It's going to be the Owls, and up with it is going to be Chivas. Flip you down the left side with the basketball. You got Clay Butler in the game now. He's out of Indianapolis, Indiana. Went to Wabash Community College, and he's a 5'11" junior for the Owls. He's got the ball, pulls away from 12 and knocks it in. So the first points of the ball game for Clay Butler. And the Ravens trail now 17-15, and we are at 9:55 to go in the first half. BC underneath, falling away. Oh, that was a brilliant off-balance shot for the Ravens. Not only to get it to go in, but Jared Lee is also able to draw the foul. And before the free throws are shot, Joseph, remarkably, we're going to have another timeout as we have come to the mid-first half media break. That said, we'll be back. 9:46 to go in the opening half. It is Benedictine 17, William Wood 17.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic. Where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Nine minutes and 46 seconds remain in the opening half. Men's college basketball, Benedictine and William Woods tied at, now at 17. And the Ravens are going to have a chance to break that as we come out of the timeout. BC, I suspect, is going to be at the free throw line, and it'll be Jared coming up for one shot. Ravens have found themselves running it by as many as five. Their lead has been never more than two so far today. But they got a chance to get back out in front right here. Jared Lee coming to the line for Benedictine. Free throw, kicks out, won't go. So back up the floor with it. Jared Lee out of Staley High School, by the way, down in Kansas City, Missouri. It's a 17-17 ball game at the 9.5-minute mark. Turnaround from 18. The shot's no good. And a rebound pulled out by Jared. Lee will bring it up the floor. First weave to the left side, then cuts to the right, takes it down the sideline, comes out on top of LP. Here's Drew. It's three. It's off the rim short. And a rebound. Two guys go hard to the floor. I hear it whistle, but against whom will this be called? It's going to be on William Woods and Takai Jeebus. So Jeebus picking up the foul, and for Woods, we'll have the Ravens putting it in play at their offensive end. I'm going to tell you, Woods head coach Green is not real happy with that call, but coaches are never happy when one of their players is called for a foul. Here's a spinning shot in the lane. And it's up and good. Knocking it down is Gabe Sidgick, the 6'7" sophomore out of St. James Academy. Gabe collects his first points of the evening. And it's 19-17, Benedictine by two. The shot, no. The rebound, LP. Here come the Ravens. Over to the left side. Lee goes in, goes up, gets it. Nicely done, Jared Lee on the transition. And Benedictine with the largest lead of the contest, up four. We've got 8 minutes and 40 to go in the opening half. The pass comes out on top. The three-point shot launched and drained. Knocking it down from way outside for William Woods. It's going to be Michael Brooks out of Blue Springs, South in Kansas City. 21-20. Benedictine by a point at 8:20 to go in the half. This has been a really good game. Great. Hard fought. Driving to the right side. The shot is up and good. Are we going to give him the bucket? Yes. Count the bucket. Plus one. Larry Parker comes to the line. The foul is going to be on a guy who just got into the ball game for William Woods, and that is Isaiah Payne. He's out of Jennings High School in St. Louis. 6 foot junior. And LP gets his first points right there, and his free throw does not go in. And the Ravens lead at 23-20. We're 8 minutes to play in the first half here in Fulton. Pass comes back out on top. Woods will take it all the way to the baseline right, look into the middle. No room. Raymond defense is playing really nicely. Here's the shot. Block! Oh, they're going to call a foul. Going to be on Gabe. So Sidzik is going to have the personal foul call against him. It'll be his first. And for Benedictine, it is only team foul three. Jim got really quiet as the first free throw. It's up and in. And Chavis makes it look very, very easy as he throws that one down. One more shot coming up for Chavis. He is an 82.8% free throw shooter, so this guy's really good. And his second free throw is perfect. So Chavis will hit them both, and again, the Raven lead is trimmed to one at 23-22. 7:45 and counting here in the opening half. Ravens getting the 2026 portion of the season underway on the road here this afternoon. Long cross court pass. It's going to be taken inside. The shot is up. It won't roll in. And look for a minute, maybe, like Bryson LaRue is going to get that thing to fall, but it would not. And Woods up court with it. An EJ will have it. He'll drive right. Feed it to the big man at the baseline. Ravens cut him off. Back off on top. It comes a fall away three. Perfect by Barquette. So that was a big shot by Barquette. And O'Shea will have his first points of the game. And the Ravens now behind at 25-23. 7 minutes to play in the first half. This game has been just a back and forth battle. Here's a feed in the middle. And a nice turnaround shot. Put up and in by Aiden. Sullivan with eight. And we're tied now at 25. 6:45 to go in the half. This team's starting to warm up a little bit, putting some points on the board. Here's going to be a follow-up shot for the long two. It's up and no good, and Benedictine will rebound it down. Vanderrudy coming up with the basketball. Here comes Deglin. Spins into the lane. Pivoting with the right foot. Brings it back out on top to Jack. Over to the right side, Preston. Reynolds will knife into the lane, falling away, puts a shot up that won't go, and a rebound is going to be lost out of bounds off Benedictine. So the Ravens are going to be giving it back at the 6:24 mark of the first half. It's a 25-25 ball game. And Woods will walk it up. O'Shea Barquette, 5 foot 10-inch senior, runs the ball club from the top. On the check way. We'll go to the right side. Feed underneath the big man off the glass, and the bounty makes it look easy. But you know what? When you're 6'9" and all alone underneath it, it probably is kind of easy. That is his 11th point. And the Ravens now trail by two. Vanderrudy has it. Ravens have not really scored a turn from the outside. Here's Vanderrudy, though, who's going to change that with a 3-point shot. That's exactly what the doctor ordered for Benedictine. And it's 28-27. Ravens back up one. 5.5 to go in the half. These teams have definitely warmed up offensively now. Here's a fall away. 18-footer wide to the right, but flat-footed. The rebound is taken and followed in, and then a foul is called against Benedictine. So the foul is going to be on Bryson LaRue. So LaRue will commit the personal foul. It's going to be his first. And LaBounty has just been stellar so far today. What's he got? 13, and this free throw makes 14 points. 2 of 2 at the free throw line. 6 of 8 from the floor. He has been just incredible, and he's been out there almost the entire game. Big guys don't necessarily get that kind of PT. He's been out there for 14 minutes, and we're 15 minutes into the game. Raymond shot misses. Penn comes back up with a rebound. Here's Anik Jankwe driving right. Here's a shot. Another bucket for LaBounty. Inside 5 minutes to go and a half. And Woods goes up by four. It is 32-28. They're on a 5-0 run right now. Pass to the top. The kick to the right. BC will go all the way across. Here's the three. Yes! Bryson LaRue hits his second three of the evening. 32-31. 4.5 left opening half. Benedictine trails by one. William Woods has been really good from the outside, but they have been fantastic in the middle as the Ravens are having a difficult time finding a matchup for Levante. Here's a three-point shot. No good. BC coming up with the board. Ravens have it up topside. It's going to be Declan Sullivan with the basketball. Trying to twist and turn. Gets a screen from Aiden. Cuts to the left side. Dumps it into the corner to Bryson. LaRue kicks it down low. Reynolds, topside. The three. LaRue, wide left. The rebound saved by the Ravens. The feed in the middle. Here's Declan. The hook shot. It's off the rim. It's up. It's good. Declan Sullivan with the bucket. Declan gets the bucket. Aiden gets the assist. And the Ravens are back up by one. 33-32, 3:33 to go in the first half. Boy, this is a good one here. If you like some points, if you like seeing a couple of different styles of basketball, that's what you're getting here right now. Here's the feed into the big man. It's going to be stripped out of his hands, and they're going to call Aiden Sullivan for the foul, I suspect, and that's what it's going to be. For Aiden, only his first foul tonight. For Benedictine, though, it'll be team foul five. Free throw. Up and good. So now 3 of 3 at the free throw line with 17 points is LaBounty. 7 of 9 from the floor. This one rattles out. It was halfway down. It bounced away. So we are tied at 33 with 3:15 left in the half. Ravens up court. Top side, Drew Purdy has the ball. He's back in, working for the Ravens at the 5. 15-foot follow-away shot. Declan Sullivan, no. Rebound to go back down is LaBounty. Flying up the floor with the basketball. William Woods, they'll dump it over to the left side. Ochenique, he will fall away, hit his third three of the game. It's 36-33. 2:40 to go in the first half. Penn pushes back in front. These two teams have both had the lead multiple times. Neither one has had a very big lead at any point in the game. Because as soon as somebody gets in front, the opponent battles back just like that when a driving shot is up and good for Benedictine by Vanderwoody, and he's got 5. It is 36-35. Woods in front by 1 at 2:15 to play first half. The ball's over to the left side. It's not close. It's on the floor. Picked up by Benedictine. Preston, outlets, right side. Now the feed in the middle. Reverse layup is going to be missed. And Woods comes back down with the basketball. The Ravens got going a little bit too fast that time. Didn't get squared up. Didn't get a good look at the rim. And we're now inside 2 minutes of play before halftime. Top side is going to be LaBounty. Around the outside is on a JK. The spin, the shot, it's missing. Rebound, Benedictine. That was excellent defense by Drew Purdy. And the Ravens are going to drive it down the court, swing it over to the left side, back out on top. BC looks to move the ball. Here's a three. Won't go for Vanderbilt. And back down with it. Here comes William Woods. Woods with the ball, up one. 75 seconds left in the first half, and the Ravens coming up with a steal. Here comes Benedictine, and they have numbers. The feed over to the left side. The ball gets kicked on the skip pass up the floor, which will stop the Raven transition, but will award them the basketball again on an inbound from beneath their goal. Coming into the game for Woods is going to be Taki Chivas again. And before the Ravens put the ball in play, we're going to get a timeout. What a great first half. We're taking a break with a minute 12 to go before halftime. It is William Woods 36, Benedictine 35.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Close this game has been and how fun it's been to watch. Each team has had three leads, okay? The two teams have been tied five times, and they've been tied for, gosh, 46, 62, so 38% of the game these two teams have been tied. That is how close it has been. The Ravens' largest lead, 4. Woods' largest lead, 6. I mean, that's just how this game has gone. And for Benedictine, much more balanced scoring. Sullivan with 8. LaRue with 6. The other Sullivan with 4. But for William Woods, it's all LaBounty, 17, and Ojinoke with 9. And that's really, that's the story right there. So the Ravens more balanced, but it's the inside-outside of those two guys for Woods. Here's a baseline turnaround shot up no good. And pulling down the board defensively, he's going to be Chivas. Here come the Owls. 1 minute to play in the half. Woods brings it up the floor, comes over to the right side. Buchanan swings it over to Brooks. He'll start in. Good defense by LaRue. They'll swing it back over to the left side, Buchanan. He'll cut into the lane, puts a shot up. Nope, rebound, battle for it. Ravens are going to clear it down. Good rebound, pulled down by Jack Vanderwoody and Benedictine into the forecourt. 35 on the game clock, 23 on the shot clock. The Ravens are going to have to get a shot away. They trail by 1. You can hear Coach Moody standing directly in front of me, inches away, giving directions and encouragement to his team. The shot clock's at 9. Here's Deglin, goes left, kicks it back, baseline 3. Yes! What a shot by Bryson LaRue. It is his third 3. 38-36, Benedictine, 6 seconds, 5 seconds so far the half. Driving to the baseline, the follow-away off-balance shot. No, Ravens rebound, it's halftime. What an exciting half of men's college basketball we've just enjoyed. Second half is going to be just like it, I'm sure. We'll be back to summarize. Teams are headed to the locker room here in Fulton, Missouri. Halftime score, Benedictine 38, William Woods 36.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Well, in the first half of this game, we've seen two very different ways of going about playing basketball, and both of them can be very successful in their own right. Benedictine playing a game where everybody's pitched in, everybody's putting a little bit on the board, and the Ravens saw 9 guys get in the scoring column in the first half. But William Woods, not so much of that. We saw William Woods have 6 guys score, but 4 of them scored 3 or less. And here's how it went down. For Woods, Jake LaBounty, he's been the deal. He's been the problem for Benedictine, probably for everybody all season. The 6'9 senior out of Eugene, Oregon, 17 first half points for William Woods, 7 of 10 from the floor, 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. Add in 4 rebounds. He had a good first half. Following him, you had Mark out there on a jackway out of Cerritos, California. He was hitting from the outside, so it's that inside-outside. Labonte on a jackway, he is 3 of 3, three-point shooting for his 9. And then it drops off dramatically. Marquette had 3 and Brooks had 3. Butler had 2, Chivas had 2. That's the Williamwood scoring. For Benedictine, how about this balance with Bryson LaRue? Hitting 3 threes, he's got 9 points to lead the Ravens in scoring. Right behind him, Aiden Sullivan, 8 points in the first half. It goes into 5 for Jack Vanderwoody, 4 apiece, Declan Sullivan and Jared Lee, and 2 each for Preston Reynolds and Larry Parker III, 2 more for Gabe Sidzik, and finally 2 for Drew Purdy. So Benedictine balancing very nicely. 9 guys scoring to get to that 38-point halftime score. Looking at fouls, well, for neither team is there any real issue. There haven't been any fouls called. The only guy with more than one foul on either team is Marquette from William Woods with 2. Ravens have 5 first-half fouls, 1 each on 5 different players. The rebound battle is almost even, 20-19, the Ravens have a lead. And again, the free throw line, this has really been where Woods has kind of kept themselves in it. A lot like the Benedictine Ladies did in their win in game 1. William Woods at the free throw line went 5 of 6. Benedictine 0 for 2. The Ravens not seeing the free throw line much at all in the first half. But that said, we got a whole second half coming up, and we're looking forward to bringing it to you live here on Care Radio. Lady Ravens winning in game 1 this afternoon. And now, the BC men with a 2-point lead at intermission. Second half coming up, but right now, with that halftime score, Ravens 38, Owls 36. We're kicking it back to Joseph in a Care Sports studio. He's got that New Year's fun time halftime.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening set to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato Olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Good evening. Afternoon, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you Benedictine Ravens basketball action to you. We've got on the network tomorrow the Kansas City Chiefs final game of this year as they will be at the Las Vegas Raiders. Kickoff is scheduled for 3:25. Pregame starts at 2 p.m. on KMZA and KLZA. Of course, KMZA is 92.1 FM and KLZA is 101.3 FM. Coming up on the Care Radio Sports schedule, we've got, of course, high school basketball Tuesday as Valley Falls will be taking on ACCHS. Tune in right around 6 p.m. for the girls' game, the boys' game to follow. Then Thursday night brings us to SportsLook, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. SportsLook airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Following SportsLook, we've got Coach's Insight, where we will talk to the high school coaches of Atchison, Mar Hill Mount Academy, ACCHS, and JCN. Friday night brings us back to high school basketball as we will have Marhill Mount Academy at JCN. Tune in at 6 p.m. for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 7:30, 8 o'clock. I'll be back in just a moment.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500, sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Taking a look at the Heart of America Athletic Conference in women's basketball, we had Clark top Baker 80-75. Missouri Baptist beat Mount Mercy 74-58. Culver Stockton had a 106-point game over Graceland with 64 points. It was Peru State at 77, William Penn 50. And Grandview beat Central Methodist 57-44. Again, the Culver Stockton score was 106 to Graceland's 64. Benedictine ladies had a victory over William Wids earlier this afternoon with a 61-48 victory. At the half with this game, we've got a couple of finals to report in men's basketball across the Heart of America Athletic Conference, with Baker topping Clark 76-60. It was Mount Mercy over Missouri Baptist 81-78. Park beat Haskell 84-77. With about 19 minutes left in the Graceland-Culver-Stockton game, it's Graceland 39, Culver-Stockton 27. Grandview's leading Central Methodist 51-45. With the halftime score, it's Missouri Valley 35, Mid-America Nazarene 34. And Peru State is leading William Penn 47-42. Halftime score in this game is Benedictine 38, William Woods 36. Kansas State men's Wildcats basketball fell to the BYU Cougars today 83-75. And KU Jayhawks fell to the UFC Knights with a final score of UCF 81, Jayhawks 75.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 26 tonight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the southeast at around 5 miles an hour. sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Highs level off around 50. Lows dip down to about 34. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Partly cloudy skies Monday with highs around 60. 59 Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for KAIR Horton Atchison, 93.7 FM. It's currently 38 in Atchison. The winds are out of the south, southwest at 2 miles per hour, giving us a feels like temperature of 38. The relative humidity is 63%. The dew point, 28 degrees Fahrenheit. The barometric pressure, it's holding steady for the last hour, but it's been on a decline for three. It's at 30.10 inches of mercury. Moon phase is full this evening. I'll be returning to Tom Couts shortly.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
All right, welcome back. We're in the heartland of Missouri, the Show Me State, over here in Fulton, where this afternoon the Benedictine Lady Ravens winning in game one. They have begun the 2026 portion of the basketball season. The Benedictine men here at the half. Well, they're enjoying a lead, but it is a tenuous one at 38-36. It's been a fantastic game. Matter of fact, it's been two really, really hard-fought and entertaining games here this afternoon. We'll see how the second half goes. BC guys looking to secure a W to start the year. Joseph back at the K Radio Sports Studios doing a great job at halftime. Joseph, well done, man. Tom Calcetti here courtside and right here at the scorer's table. To my immediate left here at the table is the official scorer and all of that. To my immediate right, and literally reach out and tap him on the shoulder, said to Coach Mooney, Coach Peer, and the Ravens bench. He's on seated at the right side. Ravens on the right side of the floor, and the Owls on the left side. Across, there are no bleachers behind it, just a wall. On each end behind the goal, there are no bleachers, just a wall, literally right behind the edge. And then across the way from us, 7 rows high, there are bleacher seats. So it is let's call it a cozy environment. What do you say? All right, here we go. Going to the second half. Order to possession. Will award the basketball to the Owls. They will bring it in play. William Woods has it. We're back underway. Each team with its original starting five out of the court. For the Ravens, Preston, Jack, Deglin, Bryson, and Aiden. Here's a shot up, no good. The Ravens will pull down the basketball, and here comes Sullivan. Deglin into the forecourt, drives up, goes in, crosses over, lays it up and in. Deglin, Sullivan attacks the bucket. He's got 6, and the Ravens go up 40-36, half a minute in to the second half. Owls with the top side, O'Shea Barquette. They'll lob it down low. On a jet way, will turn and shoot and score. That is the first bucket for on a jet way that was not a three-point shot. It gives him the 11 points and, again, makes it a two-point contest. 40-38. We've seen a lot of points. It's going to take, I don't know, it might take 80 to win this. And that, for the Ravens, is a big number, certainly bigger than Coach Moody would like to have his team need. Here's our little runner from in the lane. The shot is up, no good. Rebound's going to be flat back out on top. Here's a three. Vanderwoody, no. Rebound, Deglin. Vanderwoody thought about it. Deglin will take the three. Boom! Deglin Sullivan. His first three of the game. He's got 9. 43-38 Benedictine. 18 and a half to go. And what is still a very young second half of men's college basketball. Heart of America Athletic Conference of the NAIA. And we're happy to be sharing this with you today like we share all Raven games all the time. Here's a drive into the lane. Looked like a travel. No travel called, no foul called. And now the official's going to stop the game. And we got, here's what happened. The young man who went out in the first half with the cut on his cheek, well, he's back out there starting the second half, and now the official stops the game and says, no, you are bleeding again, and they're making him exit the floor, and the trainer's over there trying to attend to him, and they're putting, there's a bandage on it now, but apparently it is not secure, it is not preventing it from becoming an issue, so they have stopped the game, he has exited, and William Woods is forced to make a substitution, and we're back underway. Ravens have the basketball, they're leading it by five. It is 43-38 Benedictine. Here's a three. Van Rudy up and short. Rebound slapped out on top. It's going to be taken away by the Owls. Line up the court is going to be Isaiah Payne. They'll skip it over to the right side. Backing in on Van Rudy. Now across to the left. The big man goes three. Air ball. That wasn't even close. Here comes BC. There are some Raven fans here today. You can hear them. As a big guy launched that one. At 6'9", he had plenty of power, but he had too much. It went way over the rim. And Benedictine comes up court. Now the ball is going to be slapped and knocked out of bounds. BC will inbound it. 20 on the shot clock. 17 and a half to play. Here's Deglin from 13. Yes! Sullivan for two more. And Deglin's got 7.25. He's the first Raven into double-figure scoring. In fact, Deglin has all of Benedictine's second half scoring so far. Here's a runner on the other end. No good. Offensive rebound, kicked into the corner, where the three is thrown down. Wait a minute, it's going to be 3-1. Wow, the official comes over, count the three. The foul is going to be on Deglin Sullivan. It'll be his first foul of the game. It'll be the first foul of the second half by either team. And it will bring an opportunity at the, if there's such a thing, the conventional four-point play for Isaiah Payne. The St. Louis, Missouri, 6-foot junior, and he'll hit the free throw. So, by virtue of the four-point play, it is 45-42. And Benedictine's shot won't fall. Here comes William Woods. Owls get out on top. They'll go three. Got it. Baquette knocks down his second three of the game, had one earlier, throws this one down, and O'Shea out of Seattle, Washington has a half a dozen, and we are tied at 45. Ravens up a moment ago by seven, and a four-point play and a three-point play can change the texture of the game very, very quickly. Here's a drive in. Preston crosses over. That was a very smart play by Preston Reynolds, giving him his fourth point in the game, and the Ravens back up by a pair. 47-45, Benedictine at 16-16 to go in the ball game. Out on top of it is going to be O'Shea. Marquette gets it over to Payne. He'll dish it over to the right side. That's going to be DeMarco Buchanan. Goes down the left side of the lane, stops at the block, kicks it off on top. The three is wide right, and the Ravens will clear it down. Van Der Woody rebounds it, and here comes Deglin Sullivan. Owls are going to get Michael Brooks coming to the scorer's table. He wants to check in at the first opportunity. Also coming up to the scorer's table is going to be Brock Davis. Here's the shot up. No, the follow shot. Yes! How about that, Aiden? Aiden Sullivan with 10. 49-45 Benedictine. 15 and a half left. And if all gets away, goes out of bounds, and this is going to be an opportunity for the Owls to bring in a couple of players and for Benedictine to bring in a couple of players. Checking in for the Ravens, you're going to get Drew Purdy and you're going to get Larry Parker III. Wait. No. I thought there was going to be another one, but there's not. So you've got Deglin Sullivan and Preston Reynolds bringing the ball up the floor. You've got Bryson LaRue out on top. Now you've got Larry. Parker swings over to the left side. Drew Pretty's playing it at the five. And we are 5 minutes gone in the second half. Here's Deglin with the ball. Gets double teamed. Comes back over to the right side. The feed underneath. The kick to the right. The sidestep of the defender. The long two. Off the rim. No. Rebound on the floor. Going to be saved by Parker. And BC's going to reset the offense. 14:50 to go in the game. 49-45. Ravens out front. For Benedictson, this would be huge to get a great start to the second half. And a driving layup off the left side is good by Bryson LaRue. 11 for Bryson. Benedictson has three players in double digit scoring. It is 51-45. And the ball knocked away. Purdy picks it up. And his outlet is down the floor. And we're going to get a foul called on Benedictson twice in the route. And we're going to get a timeout of the court. We're taking a break. What a great game we're enjoying. With 14:19 to go in the contest, it's Benedictson 51, William Woods 45.
We're today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country 93.7.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
January. Man, here we are, what, the third already? And Benedictson is back in action. We had high school hoops last night. And Effingham is ACCHS, was at home. Hosted Morehill Mount Academy and that longstanding county rivalry. And here we are with the Ravens getting things underway in Benedictson with a in the guys game here with a 5-point, 6-point now lead. William Woods comes out of the timeout, puts the ball in play. They will lean in, shoot, no, rebound, battle for two guys hard to the floor. We're going to get a jump ball called. Wow, Drew Purdy, what tenacity, hanging onto the ball, and he was not going to be denied. Brock Davis, 6-foot, 7-inch redshirt freshman out of Tulsa, transferred in at a UHSP. And the Ravens come up court with the basketball with the alternate possession off that jump ball. Here comes Harrison Kissling. Harrison feeds right, and now the ball is going to get away, and the break for Benedictson. I don't think Preston Reynolds has any idea what happened. He just saw a defender on each side of him and had him sandwiched in there. Ravens come out on top to Bryson. Here's Larry. Back over to left to Harrison. 13:30 to go in the game. Ravens with two on the shot clock, and they will not get that shot away before the clock goes off. And Benedictson runs some time off the clock, but does not get a shot underway. 13.5 to play in the game. Benedictson with a 5-point, 6-point lead, rather. And then the ball's going to be stolen. What a great job by Drew Purdy. He anticipated the pass, and now the feed on the other end, and Purdy with a two-handed stop. Drew Purdy. His 4th point of the game, and it's 53-45. Benedictson by 8. It is their largest advantage so far today. Woods will drive into the lane. Great defense, does not allow access. The kick to the top, the three-point shot is short. The rebound by Harrison off the floor. They'll bring it up to LP, goes left side. Driving shot, it's LaRue for the bucket and a plus one. He's going to hit the bucket. We're going to get a timeout. With 12:50 to go in the ball game, the Ravens on a run. It's Benedictson 55, William Woods 45.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic.
Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Well, Benedictine has had a great jump here to begin the second half. They went into the locker room, leading it by a pair at 38-36, and now they have pushed that two-point lead to a 10-point lead at 55-45 with 12:50 to play in a ball game for Benedictine. Double-digit scoring up and down with three guys in that realm. Bryson LaRue has 13, Declan Sullivan with 11 and 10 for Aiden Sullivan. For William Woods, it is still Jacob Labonte leading the way with 17 points. But how about this? Labonte, nothing in the second half yet. After 17 first half points, the Ravens have shut the door on him. And now he's right now, at this moment, out of the game. Woods with the basketball, trailing by 10. Top side with it is going to be Clay Butler. He'll work around to the right side, start to drive in, turn around, fade away, shot up and good. Nice talk about Isaiah Payne. Payne, having scored nothing in the first half, has come in to put a half a dozen on the board here in the second for the Owls. The Ravens lead, trimmed to 55-47. Cross court it goes. Here's Bryson. Oh, no, here's Harrison to Bryson. Back out on top to Larry. Parker looks it up on top. 10 on the shot clock. LaRue with the defender in his face. Hits the three from right in front of us. What a nice shot by Bryson LaRue. It is 58-47 now. Benedictine up 11 with 11:50 to go. Big collision. The ball's loose on the floor. Larry's able to save it. Gets it into Harrison. He'll lob underneath. Oh, and the follow shot wouldn't go for Purdy. That was great hustle over the Ravens. You got to love the transition and the speed. Bringing the ball out on top. Right now, the Owls are trying to run with Benedictine, and the Ravens are enjoying it. Here's a spin. The one-hand hook shot. It's going to be up and good, and we're going to get a foul call. Give that bucket to William Woods. It'll belong to Brock Davis. And B. Davis has come into the ballgame. And again, he's a big guy at 6'7 out of Tulsa. And he is a redshirt senior. And he plays like a guy who's had a little hoops experience, I'll tell you right now. Free throw. Yep. So, Davis will get that free throw. The Benedictine lead is now 8. It is 58-50. And with 11 and a half to go, BC will go to the bench, and the Ravens, well, they're going to bring Lee into the game. Here's Parker in the lane, loses the handle, turns in traffic, somehow gets it horsed up and in. And I'm going to tell you, Coach and I have talked about this, we probably will again tonight, you never know. Larry Parker is just an athletic guy. He is strong, and he is smart, and he has got to be a handful. If you're trying to defend him or stop him, man, that's not going to be some kind of an easy job. Now we got another collision, and again, a body on the floor. Our officialing crew is going to come over here. It's a foul on Drew Purdy. Officialing crew? That's not very glib. 10:55 to go in the ball game. Now the officials are having a little bit of conference, and let's see what they're going to talk about here. They're going to send the teams to the side, and they're going to take a little bit of a look at what happened here. And before we go to this break, Joseph, and it's coming, I'm just going to let you know that the officials come over to the scores table prior to the game and said, hey, what do you got for video review facilities? Well, we got this one little camera up here on the wall, and I'm telling you what, it's probably not going to be the best look at this. So we'll see what they come up with. And we're going to take a timeout. 10:55 to go in the ballgame. We're on the road here today with the Ravens lead by 10. It's Benedictine 60, William Woods 50.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Well, William Wentz is back out on the court, just kind of milling around. Benedict in front of us around the Raven coaching staff. Head coach Moody, associate head coach Peer, and assistant coach Reichel. And the officiating crew, the whole trio of them, huddled up around the video board. I'm thinking they're watching that NFL game. But I don't know that. Now they're going to stand out the floor away from the scorer's table and among themselves. And I think they're trying to establish whether there was some malice or ill intent with that foul. And one official comes over to talk to Coach Moody. Two officials are now going over to the other bench to talk to head coach Andrew Green. And it would appear that there is no further enforcement necessary. And the Owls are going to be put in the ball and play. Now we got a whistle on the inbound, and it's going to be fouled on Drew Purdy. So Purdy will collect the foul, and I got him for three now. And Benedictin for four second-half fouls. And we're not yet at midpoint of the second half. Okay, here we go. Woods again putting it in play. This time they'll bring it in over to the right side. Parkett will put the shot up and put the shot in. O'Shea Parkett will knock it down, and it is 60-52. So Parkett collects his, what, 8 point of the day. Braves will go to the left side. Here's a long three. No. Rebound, tapped out on top, and here comes William Woods. Quickly, Isaiah Payne down the left side. Gets it out on top to Chivas. It stole it. Harrison Kissling with a steal. He is one on two. Very smartly lets his teammates join him. Now to feed in the middle. A shot is up and off the window. That was a beautiful play by Aiden. Wow. Sullivan with a dozen. And it's 62-52. Benedictin again with a 10-point lead. We have 10 minutes to play. From the right side, the spinning shot is up and good by Labonte. That is his first point of the second half, coming at 9:58. That is incredible. And the Ravens are going to turn it over on the up court. Jared Lee got tangled up with the basketball, and the Ravens are going to have 1, 2, 3, 4 substitutions come in when we get done with this media timeout. Timeout, Joseph, 9:53 to go in the guys' game. It is Benedictin 62, William Woods 54.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you are family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Back with you here in Fulton, Missouri. And again, geographically, it's a little west of Columbia, a little northeast of, a little east of Columbia, not west, east of Columbia, a little bit northeast of Jeff City. And here in the heart of the Show Me State. We've got 9 minutes and 53 to go in the guys' game. Lady Ravens with an impressive win in game one here this afternoon. The BC guys that have to climb back on the charter and head home with a couple of W's. They return to Atchison tonight. We'll see how it goes. Right now, though, it's a 62-54 Raven lead, and here come the Owls with the basketball. They're going to bring it up the floor and work it down the right side, take it all the way into the corner. Looking in, no room there. Back out on top, it's going to go. Freeman defense has been really good. Here's a shot from the outside, the three. Oh, and a great shot. From long range, Isaiah Payne hits his second three of the game. And a Raven lead trimmed now to 62-57. 9:20 to go here this afternoon, early evening. Baseline jump shot. Got it! Jack Vanderwoody. His first point of the second half and his second three today. 65-57. 9 minutes left. And again, I talk about this frequently, maybe too often, but I feel it is so important that about this time of the game, you start looking at the clock and you glance back and suddenly there's a minute or two or more that have elapsed and the game feels like it just really starts moving much more quickly once we get now inside this 10-minute mark and we're already now inside the 9-minute mark. From the top, the shot for three is up and good for Woods, and O'Shea Banquette hits another three. He's got 11 in the ballgame. 65-60. And just as soon as it looks like the Ravens are going to be able to give themselves a little bit of breathing room, the Owls fight right back. Here's a driving shot. No, the follow shot. No, rebound. William Woods. They'll outlet into the forecourt. Into the other end of the floor. They have numbers. The shot is up and missing. Rebounded down by Jaglin. Now he's racing down the floor. Drives in. Gets grabbed. The only defense that was available to Isaiah Payne was to grab Deglin Sullivan. And that's what he does. For Isaiah, it'll be foul number two, and Benedictine coming to the free throw line. That was great hustle by Deglin Sullivan. And Isaiah Payne out of St. Louis, Jennings High School, he was showing some track skills as he was running down the court, but could not catch Deglin Sullivan. The free throw is up and good. Deglin having another great game. He's had so many of them already this season. Dozen points, and he will not hit that free throw. It is 66-60, and we're 8:10 left. Spinning into the lane, twisting, turning, can't shake his defender. Woods will have to back it away. Now they'll go to the big man. Labonte gets inside, and a little crossover shot is up and good by Jake Labonte. He's at 21 points now. 66-62. 7:40 left in the game. That's a long time. Still plenty to happen before this one is in the book. Pete will come to the free throw line. He's back to the rim. Deglin will kick it out on top. The three for Jack. That's another one. Jack Vanderwoody. Back-to-back threes. We're going to get a Benedictine timeout. Coach Moody springs to his feet, calls the T.O. We're going to take it with him at 7:20. Angel playing in the game. It's a Ravens 69. The Owl 62.
It's all season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening tip to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long.
We're down to 7 minutes and 28 seconds to play in tonight's second game. And the Benedictine Ravens lead it by 7. 69-62, certainly that is not a safe lead. These two teams have been absolutely fantastic. They're able to put the ball, get it up and down the floor, able to get points on the board in a hurry when they need to. And so we'll see how this thing shakes out, but it's going to be an exciting finish and race to the end with Benedictine on the road here this afternoon at William Woods. And again, now Coach Moody and I, not that we've ever been to the facility here, but BC women have been here before, and Coach Chad Polson is familiar with the lay of the land here, as he had seen this place before. Ravens coming up with a steal. They'll go to the right side, and the running shot has got to be up and good. Jack Vanderbooty with the steal. Bryson LaRue with the bucket. And the Ravens stretch the lead back to 9 at 71-62. 7 minutes to play. Woods will spread the ball out. The Ravens, I think they may have gone zone here a little bit. Back to the left side. Now they'll feed underneath, and they're going to wave off the shot. It did go in, but they're going to say no. Prior to the shot, they will have a foul called on Preston Reynolds. And for Reynolds, while it's only his second foul for Benedictin, it is going to be the 7th team foul, and it will put William Woods to the free throw line as they go into the bonus. William Woods, interestingly enough, has 1 foul in the second half and 2 fouls in the first half. So they have done a remarkable job of playing error-free basketball from that respect. Here's a free throw rolling in. And 1 more shot coming up again for 6'9" Jake Labonte out of Eugene, Oregon. The second one, got it to rattle home. He'll get them both. 71-64. And now there's 6:40 to go. Here comes Bryson. Out on top to Jack. Left side, Deglin. They'll go to the block. BC back on top. Knife across. Oh! Going up for the stuff, and the defender shoves Aiden in the back. They will prevent the basket, and it will be the first foul of the game for Buchanan. Ravens are going to bring it in. Here's a long 2. Up and good. Vanderbooty. We are now 73-64. Benedictine. 6:20 to go. And again, that clock moving. The sand melting out of the hourglass. And the cross-court pass is going to elude intended recipient over there, Mike Brooks. And the Ravens are going to have it back in play in the backcourt. On the floor right now for Benedictine, it'll be Preston Reynolds doing the inbound. In the backcourt for BC, looks like we've got Deglin Sullivan back there and Bryson LaRue at midcourt. There's Jack Vanderbooty, and all the way down the floor, Aiden Sullivan. So BC with its original 5 out on the floor right now. And here's Deglin. Sullivan back behind him, it'll go. Preston backs into the lane, comes out on top to Sullivan. Plenty of time on the shot clock. Ravens don't need to be in any kind of a hurry. 14 out of feet underneath, all alone and undefended. It's up and good for Aiden. 75-64. BC with a double-digit lead and 5:40 to go. Quickly over to the left side. Now they'll feed to the big man. His shot is up. It misses. The Ravens with strong defense in the middle. They'll come down with their board, and here comes Deglin Sullivan. We're going to get Isaiah Payne, comes into the forecourt, playing off the Preston Reynolds screen. Ravens have it on the right side. Takai Javis providing the defense. Now Deglin into the lane, goes over to the left side. Lob comes way out on top. BDC being patient. They'll feed the big guy. He goes up, and here's the whistle and the foul. Ravens now have found that they can feed Aiden in the middle, and Aiden is doing a great job inside. Sullivan coming to the free throw line as he was fouled right there. It's the second foul of the game for Chavis. Sullivan? No. That was his first free throw today. Aiden Sullivan, 14 points? That's what I think I have him at. 7-9. Shooting the ball, that's pretty good. Including 1 missed 3, by the way. Second free throw, he'll miss them both. And the Owls coming up with the basketball as we're at 5:10 to go. Back in the ball game for William Woods is going to be Ani JK. And he's got a huge bandage now. Here's a 3 from straight away. Wow, what a shot by Michael Brooks II. So Brooks knocks down his second three. And the Ravens up court with the ball. They lead it 75-67. And here's the feed in the middle and the bucket and a plus one. And the Ravens are really riding on the back right now of Aiden. And he is showing himself to be a real force in the middle for Benedictine. And we're going to have a timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break, Joseph. We're down to the last 4:39 to go in the guys' game. Benedictine 77, William Woods 67.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato Olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's. Johns.
Okay. Now that transition music kind of makes me just like want to relax a little bit. Can't relax right now, though. 4 minutes and 39 seconds of play in this Benedictine men's college basketball game, and the Ravens have just retaken a double-digit lead at 77-67. And in the process of that, they draw a foul, and it'll be the first of the ball game on Michael Brooks. So for BC, it is going to be an opportunity at a conventional three-point play. And it's coming to the line, Aiden Sullivan. Now, Aiden, in his first two free throws of the game, and that was just a moment ago, missed both halves, but let's see if he can't square that up just a little bit with one shot here. Looking to give his team an 11-point lead, which would equal their largest advantage today. The shot is good. So Aiden will hit the free throw. And for him, what now? 17 points, trailing only Bryce DeMaru, who has 18. And the Ravens back down on defense, 4:25 and counting. Owls with the ball. Go to the free throw line. The shot from there up and hits the back of the rim, about to straight up and in. Wow. The defense was there. The shot was offline and a good bounce. And it goes in for Brock Davis. He's got 5 all of them here in the second half. And here is Deglan Sullivan out on top. Right side it goes to Larry. Parker back to Deglan. Swings it over to Bryson. LaRue back to Sullivan. Now they'll feed underneath. And Aiden twists and turns and spins and shoots and scores. Again, it's Aiden. 80-69. 3:40 to go. Again, a moment ago, we saw the score. It was a 4:39. Now it's just 3:30 and counting. Here's a shot left side. The three is no good. And a foul is going to be called on Larry Parker. And that will bring 3 free throws to the hand of Michael Brooks. The foul? Well, it is going to be on Larry Parker the third. I've got it for only 1. First free throw is going to be good. Two more free throws coming up for Brooks. And that one is good. So Michael Brooks hits the first. And then Michael hits the second. And for a guy who is 1 of 2 on the season at the free throw line, see if he can hit all of them, and he will. So Brooks comes to the free throw line, knocks down all 3 shots, and it is 80-72. 3:20 to go in the ballgame. Here's Bryson Maru right in front of us here at the scores table. Kicks it out on top. Now standing near the center circle. Just taking his time, letting some time roll off. There's Deglan Sullivan. Shot clock is at 8. The back door pass. The feed across. The shot rejected. And the rebound coming down to the Owls. Inside 3 minutes to go. That was a great defensive run right there by William Woods. The ball back over to the left side on the Jekway. We'll push it off on top. Brooks will go three. Fail. Rebound. Deglin. BC up the floor. Sullivan is really fast. He races into the forecourt. Dumps it over to the left side. LaRue in the corner. Back out to Aiden. And the Ravens are going to open up the floor a little bit. Now the feed inside is going to be stolen away. 2:20 to go. William Woods back up court with the basketball, treading only by 8. The feed into the middle. The shot. No. Rebound. Sullivan had it. Knocked out of his hands. And it's going to be an owl foul. So we will have a foul called. It is the third of the ball game on Brock Davis. And the Ravens will inbound it in the backcourt. Here's Preston Reynolds, who just gets grabbed back there. And now the Owls, are going to realize that they must put Benedict in the free throw line, and having committed hardly any fouls at all, now they're just quickly rolling some up. Now that will be 6. And for them to have any kids get back in, William Woods is going to have to come to get the Ravens at the free throw line and hope that they miss some shots. Here's Deglin Sullivan with the basketball in the backcourt. He'll outrun his defender, get over to the left side, and BC will take a baseline. They'll feed in the middle to Preston, and as he spins for a shot in the lane, he will be fouled from about 12 feet away and come to the line for the 1-and-1. So whistle on Mike Brooks. It's his second foul. Benedictine will bring Vanderudy out of the game. And then now for Benedictine, Parker once more. A little offense deep in switch right here. The front half of the 1-and-1 is no good for Preston. And here come the Owls inside 2 minutes to play. Benedictine by 8 at 80-72. Here's a running three. Oh, my goodness, what a shot from the right side by Anige. 80-75. Minute 45 to play. And the Ravens in the forecourt get fouled. And for William Woods, the whistle is going to be on DeMarco Buchanan. Again, DeMarco is in no trouble. It's going to be his second foul. No William Woods players really jammed up with a lot of fouls against them. Taking a quick look at personal fouls. Yeah, you've got no one in big trouble. However, the problem for William Woods is that time they fouled Deglin Sullivan, who comes to the line and throws the first one right in there. One more shot, and that one will not go in. So the Ravens, 1 out of 3 at the free throw line here in the last half a minute, and one of those is the front half of the 1-and-1. And with a minute and a half to go in the game, leading only by 6, here's a shot for Woods. It's good. It's 3. 3-point shot again by Anajake. It is 81-78. A minute 20 to go. And a quick foul in the backcourt. And the Ravens will come to the free throw line this time. It'll be Bryson. So Bryson LaRue, who is untested today at the free throw line, will be stepping up there. And I think that his team found 9. So this is going to be the 1-plus here. Yeah, 1-and-1. Front one. Yep. Bryson LaRue hits what is for Benedict in a big first half. Gives the Ravens a 4-point lead with a minute 23 to go. Since the outcome of this game clearly hanging in the balance on every possession. The second free throw is up and perfect. LaRue hits the shot. The Ravens call a timeout. We are coming down to an incredible finish here on the road this afternoon. We'll be back with a minute 23 to go in the ballgame. It is Benedict in 83, William Woods 78.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville. And, of course, in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
minute, 23 seconds left. Okay, for Benedictine, they've committed 8 fouls, so they, the next foul would have the Owls in a 1-1. The Owls have committed 9 now. So the Ravens will be shooting 2 free throws on each subsequent foul for the balance of the game. DC's going to put a little pressure on. Of course, William Woods to use some time getting the ball into the forecourt. Shot clock to 20. Game clock to a minute 10. BC's forcing him to back away, using more time. Here's a drive into the lane. The shot is up, blocked by Aiden. Picked up by Deglin. Here comes Benedictine. Sullivan coming up the floor with it, and defender run in front of him. And it's going to be Michael Brooks collecting another foul. It'll be his 3rd. And the Ravens coming to the free throw line. It is now, as we mentioned a moment ago, it is now 2 shots. At the line, Deglin, Sullivan. On the right side of the lane, you're going to have Larry. In the backcourt, it's going to be Aiden and Preston and Bryson. The first free throw, yeah. So Deglin Sullivan is going to hit that free throw. And that free throw. 1 minute and now inside a minute to go. Benedictine, 85-78 is their lead. And now what's happened? The officials are getting everybody separated out on the floor. I'm not really sure just what's going down here. Now, the official out there telling the BC guys to get to the other end. The foul is going to be on, there's going to be a foul on Larry Parker. And they're going to take a look at this. Again, not sure what transpired there. I did not see any more activity than normal out there on the floor, but the officials are going to come over and the trio is going to be putting their heads together, and once again they're going to be checking out the old scoreboard or the old replay camera here and seeing what they are able to divine from that grainy image. 57 seconds to go. And they're going to be huddled up here and scoping this thing out. 85-78. Benedictine in front by 7, which is a nice lead, but it's certainly not insurmountable. And as good as this Owls team is, and as well as they can shoot the ball, my goodness, I mean, you got LeBounty. But the Ravens have done a phenomenal job. They've stopped him at halftime. Coach Moody will be up here after the game. We'll talk about that a little bit. But Ravens stopped him after he had 17 in the first half. To hold him to 6 in the second half, that's absolutely incredible. So they've got to be very pleased with how they were able to make adjustments and stop the big guy in the middle for William Woods. And yet, Woods has begun to score from the perimeter. What have they got? 2, 4, 5, 6, 7 3-point shots in the second half. One of those 3-point shots was a 3-point and a plus one to turn into a 4-point play. So they were able to score a lot of points and do it in a hurry. And for William Woods, 3-point shooting, well, I don't know how good you would like to be, but it's hard to get any better than 57.1%. They're 12 of 21 3-point shooting in the game. Ojinakwe, by the way, is 5 of 5 3-point shoot today. For William Woods at the free throw line, that's been no step. 12 of 13, that's 93%. And from the floor in general, 27 of 56, that's 49%. So right in half from the floor. So they have shot the ball extraordinarily well. And again, getting some points at the free throw line that have gotten them right back in this thing. 85-78 Benedictine. Now, the crew has moved from huddled around these video screens to talking among themselves out at center court. And now the official's right here in front of us talking to Coach Moody, and I can hear him saying, you know, hey, we can't see anything, really. We can't be sure. So without seeing anything, there's just nothing that they can, there's nothing to be called. So, the Ravens are on the court, and I think you're going to have free throw shot because Parker had committed that foul a moment ago, right? Yeah. So that'll be his third foul. At the free throw line for William Woods is going to be Jacob Labonte. So the big guy is going to be up there. A couple of shots. First one, got the roll. By the way, he's been fantastic at the free throw line. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 out of 7 so far. That one makes him 7 of 8 at the free throw line. Labonte's a real deal. I mean, there's just no getting around it. 9 of 15 shooting the ball. Okay, so what we've got here are back-to-back technicals. So one against Benedictine. Now the coach for the Owls is screaming at the official, and everybody's just kind of looking at him like, what in the world is going on here? And now Bryson LaRue is going to be shooting the key shots for Benedictine. Here's Bryson. Here's the shot. There's the point. And it's now 86-80, 87-80. And let's see where possession of the ball is going to go. It's going to go to Benedictine. Aiden Sullivan is going to come out. Benedictine is going to bring back into the game Vanderwoody. But before that happens, then we're going to get a timeout taken by William Woods. So let's see what they cook up. And Joseph, we're going to take a break while they're doing that. Timeout on the court, 57 seconds to play. Benedictine 87, William Woods 80.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
So here we are in Anderson Arena, the home of the Owls, on the campus of William Woods University, Fulton, Missouri, where in this men's college basketball game, we're down to the last 57.8 seconds. And the visiting Benedictine Ravens in front, 87-80. All right. For William Woods, the first guy out here, it's going to be Labonte. And let's see what's going to happen here. The Ravens are going to be putting the ball in play at the 28-foot mark in the backcourt from the far side. They're going to put it in against the full court pressure. It'll come in against with Deglin, who is immediately reached around and fouled by Clay Butler. Now, Clay didn't get a lot of PT. He played it for a few moments in the first half. How much time did he get? He got 9 minutes. Felt like less. In those 9 minutes, he scored 2 points on 1 of 3 shooting. But they did bring him in this instance because he has fouls to give, and the Ravens are going to put Sullivan at the line, and Declan's first free throw is good. And so for the Ravens, an opportunity to kind of feel this thing a little bit at the free throw line. Second free throw. Yep. Sullivan hits that one. He's hit 4 in a row and 6 of 8. Ravens go up 89-80. 48 seconds, 47 seconds. Here's a driving shot, and they're going to let it just kind of go in for Mark Owen and Janky. And here come the Ravens in the backcourt as soon as they get the ball in play. Going to get another quick foul. This one's going to be on DeMarco Buchanan, his third. And once more, and now with 40 seconds to play in the game, we will walk to the other end of the court. And I'm going to tell you, I think part of what's wrong with the bounty, remember we talked about 17 points at halftime and much less in the second half. Not only has the Ravens done a good job with him, but I think he's physically just exhausted. He's out there kind of leaning down, hands on his knees, and almost kind of sitting on the floor. First free throw does not go in for Preston Reynolds. So he is 0 for 2 at the free throw line tonight with 4 points. Preston's second one gets it. So it is 90-82. 40 seconds left. Driving quickly all the way to the other end of the floor. The layup is going to be up and good for the bounty. And it's 90-84. And at 34 seconds left, the Ravens are going to get fouled on the upcourt play. 'Cause Labonte has been complaining ever since that last trip down the floor to the official. They're bumping me on the head. Labonte, the 6'9" out of Eugene, Oregon. There's a free throw on the other end, and it will not go in for Aiden. So Aiden Sullivan struggling a little bit at the free throw line, where he is one of, what, four? Another shot here, and it will roll and roll in. 91-84. 32 seconds left. Howells with the basketball, trailing up by seven from the left side. Here's a three. No. And a flop. No foul. Ravens outlet down the floor, driving, shooting, and scoring! The bucket by LaRue. 18 seconds left, and the Ravens by nine. Here's a jumper from the right side. It's up and no good. Preston pulls down the rebound, kicks it over to Deglin, and the Ravens are going to walk into the floor court and take home a win. Final score on the road this afternoon, the Benedictine Ravens, 93, William Woods, 84, and we'll be back and summarize it for you and talk to the coach right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Welcome back to Anderson Arena here on the campus of William Woods University in Fulton, Missouri, where the Benedictine guys come away with a thrilling, hard-fought win over a good William Woods team. And BC men and women are both going to go home with wins to begin 2026. Welcome back, and stick around a little bit. We'll recap this thing, get a chance to talk to Coach Moody, and then we'll climb on the old bus and head back home. But here's the deal. I was just kidding. Assistant Coach Reichel a second ago, as he's here at the scores table getting copies of the official stats to take back to the locker room. And I'm like, Coach, man, since when do you guys score? Like in the 90s. And I'm going to, this is certainly something I'm going to give you a little heads up. I'm going to ask Coach Moody the same thing, because one of the things Benedictine likes to do is play great defense, and they do, and to hold teams down, and it's hard to hold down a team as good as William Woods. And in order to beat William Woods, who scores 84, even with a good defensive effort against them, you've got to score 90. And that's what the Ravens did. And that's going to be kind of the answer, I think, or certainly I feel like that would be the answer I would be expecting, is that the Ravens did what they needed to do to come away with a win in an adverse situation against a really good opponent on the road to start this semester. And so, I don't know. I don't know if that means that we're going to be seeing Benedictine scoring in the 90s every time out or not, but it was certainly a lot of offense here tonight. And with that in mind, let's take a look at the scoring for you. First of all, for William Woods, man, I'll tell you what, Jacob Labounty, he's like the real deal. 17 points at halftime. Didn't score anything in the first 10 minutes of the second half, but then scores 10 in the last 10 minutes. So 27 points for Jacob Labounty, ultimately not only the highest score for his team, but the highest score in the game for William Woods. Labounty, 10 of 16 shooting the ball, 7 of 8 at the free throw line, 6 rebounds in 33 minutes. He had a great outing. Calling him for William Woods, it was Mark Onajike, and he had 19 points today, 5 of 5 three-point shooting. So he was fantastic, 7 of 12 overall, so 19 for him. Marquette had 11. It was 9 apiece for Payne and Brooks. 5 in the ballgame for Rock Davis, and with 2 each, Chivas and Butler. And there you have it. That is the William Woods, 84 points today. And did they shoot well? Well, you tell me. At the free throw line, 14 of 15, 93%, 54% from 3. Yeah, they shot the ball really, really well. Look out. Look at this guy. He's getting up here. All right, Coach. I'm just sitting here, like, enjoying the numbers and, you know, good to talk to you. Are you in there?
I can hear you. Is this all new equipment for Christmas? Or is this the
No. Santa Claus is good to me, but not that good.
I understand. Okay.
Hey, Coach, number one, congratulations. That was a very good, hard-fought win by your guys. Number two, and I'm just going to tell you, I was kidding Coach Reichel, and I was telling the listeners that I'm going to kid you a little bit. Wow, Benedictine, is this something we could expect, scoring in the middle 90s every night now? Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this team can score. We've been saying that
from
the beginning of the year, and it's always a work in progress, kind of finding out, you know, where guys are, you know, Aiden Sullivan, you know, getting back and healthy and into the lineup helps out a little bit because it gives us a low post threat. But, you know, if I'm being completely honest, I still want it in the 70s, at least them. But, you know, I thought our guys stayed aggressive. Jack, you know, didn't make shots like he normally does in the first half, and then came out in the second half and pretty much saved us while they were making a run and banged in a couple threes, hit that OB too. I thought Aiden Sullivan played really well on both ends, to be honest with you. You know, one, I was worried about their number one. I don't know what he finished with, but he had 17 and a half, and we were worried about him as a player. 27 is what he finished with. He's so long and hard to guard, and I thought our guys, you know, battled against him. But in the end, sometimes it is a track meet, you know, and sometimes you got to win the sprint. And I thought that our guys hung in there and stayed aggressive.
Well, my thought on that was that, yeah, you'd like to keep a team a little bit lower, but when you play a good opponent like that that's going to score 80-something, you got to score 90-something, and you did what you needed to do to win this game.
Yeah, I thought we did too. I mean, the numbers are great. I mean, 21 assists, we out-rebounded them. We finally shot the ball pretty good. You know, free throws are still our Achilles heel right now. Guys are working on it. They're in the gym, but we made the ones that mattered. I thought we did a really good job tonight, Tom, of, you know, we've really worked hard the last week since they came back from Christmas on changing defenses. You know, we ran 3 different defenses tonight and then a press, so it gets 4 different defenses tonight. That was part of the plan. I mean, the first semester, some of these teams got into a rhythm against our man-to-man, and we threw a 2-3 out there tonight. We threw a little 1-2-2. We threw a little 1-2-2 press. And I thought we clearly got a couple turnovers in that stuff and got them kind of out of rhythm when we needed to. So the guys executed that really well. But, you know, I think the main takeaway for me from this game is that we had contributions from how many guys here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 guys scored. And there's other guys, you know, like Harrison Kissling. He can score. He can make great plays. He didn't do anything tonight, but we know he'll step up. So that's what I just said to him in the locker room is, you know, first of all, road wins in league are gold. You got to, and gold isn't easy to get. You got to go take somebody's gold. We talked about that a lot. So this is a great win for us. And then secondly, everybody in that room is important, and everybody's going to contribute down the stretch here because this is a battle. This league is going to be like this the rest of the way. So. It was a good, hard-fought win in a gym I've never set foot in, Tom. I've never been in this gym in my life, and I thought our guys did a really good job of new atmosphere, you know, dialing in.
And that makes it kind of fun sometimes. You know, you get to see a little bit of a new place, a little bit of new country, and, you know, come to make your mark in a new house, you know?
Yeah, you know, I think William Woods is very talented. 14 is about as good as anybody in the league. Well, I think one's going to end up being about as good as anybody in the league. You know, but one takeaway for this offensively for us, Tom, is that we had 28 two-point field goals. That's a big contrast to some of our early games in this year where we were, you know, relying on the jump shot. And I thought we attacked the rim a lot better. Bryson LaRue attacked the rim. Deglin attacked the rim. Preston attacked the rim. Now, we weren't getting rewarded with free throws, but the reality is it wasn't because the officials weren't calling. It's because we were scoring it and they weren't fouling us. So, you got to stay aggressive. You got to be able to do all those little things, and I thought we did a good job.
One guy I want to quick throw out, and lately he's been just really good, ending the last semester and starting again today. I really like the way Jared's been playing for you.
Yeah,
I mean, he's coming in
yeah.
some places you need a guy, and he's been that guy.
Yeah, he's done a fantastic job of believing in his role and executing his role, which is that backup point guard when Deglin needs a spell. He's done a great job. He defends hard. You know, he went in there and got an and one at the rim, and then he got another bucket at the rim. Jared is comfortable. Where he's not comfortable, I shouldn't say that. He's settled into his role and has embraced it, right? And that's super important for these guys in to be a part of a team because not everybody's going to get the same. But, you know, first half, even second half, I think there was twice in this game where we subbed 5 for 5, maybe 3 times. And the depth on this team is going to be really important. I thought we kind of wore down some of their better players as the game went on. So Jared brings a lot of depth. Larry, Harry, Drew, Gabe, you know, guys that have the ability to score, have the ability to defend. We've even got guys, I mean, like, you know, Ben Seduka, who started early in the season, has had some great practices over the winter, you know, like he's going to see some time as it goes on. So, I mean, I love this group. I think, you know, road wins are really hard. It doesn't really matter who you're playing. They're hard to get. You're on a bus for 3.5 hours. You know, you're getting watching that girls' game. You've been sitting there for several hours waiting, and I thought we came out ready to play today.
Now, the fans, if they like what they're hearing about right here, they're going to want to get up there Wednesday because here's your first chance to see this team in the second semester, and they're going to like, Coach, they're going to like this.
I can't guarantee that 2026 is going to put up 90 every game, that's for sure. But
okay.
I do like this team. We play fast. We can score. I think we're going to get better on defense. We're deep. They're fun to watch. We're at home up against Peru, 7:30 on Wednesday. Really athletic team, and they give you problems. I mean, they can score. They can defend. They're really good. They're well coached. So, you know, this league, I mean, we're sitting, I think, now 4-3 in the league, and I think there's just a grind in the middle of the league. You know, it's going to be, you know, I don't know if anybody can catch Graceland, and I don't know about Mo Bapp, but, you know, we're just going to keep plugging along, take them one at a time, and let the chips fall where they may. We kind of, I keep telling people and our guys, like, we control our own destiny here. There's 13 games left, man. There's going to be a lot of movement in January and February, so we got to keep getting better. Keep getting our IQ better. I thought we grew in that tonight, a close game. Some of these close games haven't gone in our favor. You know, we lost a one-possession game to St. Mary's, lost a one-possession game to Mid-America, lost a one-possession game to Mo Bapp. Tonight, this is the game that we closed out. So we're getting better. It's going to be a fun group.
Coach, congratulations, man. We will look forward to seeing you Wednesday night up there.
Appreciate you, Tom. Let's get home.
You got it.
See you.
Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine Guys of the Ravens. Ben Wynn in game 2 tonight, and BC completes the sweep here in Fulton this afternoon. I want to thank you for having joined us. Hey, for Benedictine basketball, I've got to thank our man Joseph back at the K Radio Sports Studio. Again, the Benedictine Guys win it 93-84. Ladies win it in game 1. What was that score? 61-48. And Kim, we'll greet you next time. For our man Joseph at the studio, Joseph, appreciate you so much. Well done. Tomcats here in Missouri saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amber Well Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.